So at the moment, what is left of the great British Empire, which is not very much at all, is on its knees because of a little bit of snow. We're having a cold snap and everybody's going into panic mode. Actually, we're just not set up for anything other than rain, really. We're not used to sunshine and we're not used to snow and we get confused. So, yes, at the moment, it's all a bit chaotic over here. But it's brought to my mind an interesting side effect of this kind of situation where basically with the weather the way it is, everything's grinding to a halt. I received an email from a service I use called Grays. And what Grays does is they send through to me twice a week a little box of fruit and nuts and healthy things that I eat instead of chocolate now. Yes, I know it's sad, but I'm trying to be healthy. But they sent me through an email saying, hey, it's snowing. Everybody's gone into a little bit of a panic. This is what we're going to do to make sure that your order reaches you and that, you know, we're adjusting your order slightly so you're not going to have fresh fruit this next coming week. We're going to send nibble type stuff instead. Hope that's okay. Let us know if there's any problem, blah, blah, blah. And it really drove home to me this point of good customer communications, good communications with your users. And this doesn't just apply to e-commerce sites like Grays, but really any website. If you're going to make a change, like, for example, I'm thinking about making some changes to the Boag World podcast soon, it's really worthwhile clearly communicating that promptly to your users to give them an opportunity to respond to it if they need to, or just to keep them informed. People will put up with all kinds of problems and inconveniences if you apologise for it and you're upfront about it and you talk to them straight out of the gate and give them lots of notice. But so often as website owners, we're poor at communicating with our users. And we need to be better at letting them know what we're doing and why we're doing it before we do it. You know, things like Facebook and the redesign of Facebook would probably have gotten down a lot better if it was done more transparently and more in the open. Engage with your community, get their feedback on things, and respond to their needs. It's basic stuff, and stuff that retailers understood for years, but for some reason, we, as website owners, are not so good at it. So there's my tip of the day, inspired by the snow.